Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson and you've reached my podcast. Thank you for stopping by. Once again, this podcast is sponsored by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life, you meet someone that looks too good to be true. And then you find out that they really are that good. Anyway, always fun. That first sponsor is kind of critical. Anyway, heading into November, things got a little colder. I've been sharing my yesterday's weather report now for nearly 5 years. And first time ever, I actually had a spider start to build a web this summer in front of my camera. Unfortunately, the rain washed the spider away. I guess it was an itsy-bitsy spider that got washed out of the water spout. But in that process of driving the spider out, the weather camera was able to produce some nice video. I still haven't gotten out with the Unistellar to take some pictures of space, but I did have a couple of days of Bird Buddy working. Unfortunately, Bird Buddy met with a squirrel, and that was the initial end of Bird Buddy. I'm going to have to do some repair work, and then I'm going to have to figure out where to put Bird Buddy that the squirrels can't get to it. I remember hearkening back to my grandfather, and my grandfather had a beautiful bay window that my grandmother loved, and she loved to see birds at their house. And so in the winter, my grandfather would go out and put bird seed in these big boxes that he built on the sides of trees. And, you know, the birds would fly in and my grandmother would get to see them. But over the course of the winter, you know, the squirrels got in there too. And you know, my grandfather was not a big fan of squirrels. So a squirrel got into my Bird Buddy, knocked the Bird Buddy off the deck. And so, like I said, I'm going to have to repair it, going to have to replace the bird seed and figure out what to do from there. It was a very traumatic experience to have my Bird Buddy suddenly be filled with the image of a squirrel and then flung off into the grass below. Kind of a sad reality. Anyway, start off with a sad story. We're in the depths of the ending of college football and the beginning of college basketball. So it's kind of my favorite sports season. As we kind of head forward with the college sports season, but also as we head into the winter, the temperatures really changed. We went from 50s in the beginning of November down to 30s in the last couple weeks, and then here after Thanksgiving we're back up in the 50s again. So it's been an odd weather year so far. I'm not sure why. Well, the reality of global warming and the reason that it's a bad thing to say global warming is that it really isn't global warming, although the globe as a whole is warming. Last year was one of the warmest years ever. In fact, the last 5 years have been the five warmest years ever recorded. And the temperature continues to increase by, you know, point something of a Celsius or degree Celsius a year. Not a good thing. But it isn't just global warming, right? Because if one part of the globe warms radically, then other parts of the globe are going to respond to that from a weather process. Energy created has to be consumed. It's the law of physics. It's the way things work. And the reality of the world around us is that a lot of weather energy has been created. It's going to have to be consumed in some way. But it is that time of year. I got my hand warmers out from the wonderful company Ravine. They have built hand warmers that have cork on the outside. The reason they have cork is the cork apparently is really good at transferring heat. And so it's really good for a hand warmer because it quickly transfers heat to your hand, which is really what you want, right? You want to be able to quickly and effectively get what you're doing, which is warming your hands, done. And so it's something that I like. It's something that I've enjoyed. I love the company. I think they're a great former crowdfunding company, and I'm always glad to see companies like that take off and really do well with what they're doing. So anyway, because it's cold weather, I started to get my cold weather gear out, and figure out, you know, what I need to do. You know, I got my Yakimas and cleaned them off and all that kind of stuff. Of course, I Now I got to repair my bird buddy tonight so that I can put bird buddy back out in a different place so that the squirrels can't get to it. I kind of thought the squirrels would stay away from it because of the dogs, but apparently I was wrong. I have the pictures to prove it, although I did get a gorgeous picture of a northern cardinal, great northern cardinal, as well. But, you know, oh well. The other side and the final part of this is I'm continuing in a technology evolution here, trying to clean up my office and get fewer and fewer things in my office and more things out of my office. And so, you know, as I go through that process, that evolution, you know, I'm starting to look really hard at multifunction devices. I'd stayed away from multifunction devices for a long time, just because, you know, a Swiss Army knife is a great tool, but you wouldn't saw a tree down with it. You know, it's a great tool if you're stuck in the emergency or if you're MacGyver. It's a great tool to be able to use. The Swiss Army knife has many capabilities. So does a Leatherman. There's another tool set that you can use. It's great. It gives you great value. It gives you great capability. It gives you great functionality and flexibility. So they're great tools for that part of it. That's something that I love. I'm a huge Swiss Army knife fan. So while I use the phrase, I don't mean the phrase necessarily as a wholly negative thing. But that concept of that multi-purpose tool is something I've often stayed away from, in particular in the office space. You know, I have dedicated printers and I have dedicated scanners and I have done that for years. But lately I've been looking at some of the all-in-one units, looking to see if I could actually reduce the footprint in my office by getting to a smaller device set, you know, literally getting to you know, one device instead of three or four or five. It's, you know, it's just something to think about. It's something I've considered. It's something that, you know, is relevant to me. And I'm looking at it because I'm trying to reduce the space consumed in my office. But anyway, we shall end this November podcast with a hearty and post-Thanksgiving, thank you to everyone that's helped me over the years. Thank you to everyone that listens to this podcast. I truly appreciate you. You're all wonderful people. Thank you very much. A wonderful thank you to my many friends who've helped me, and, you know, the many people that I interact with on a daily basis that are amazing human beings. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. This is my podcast.